And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
All right, we're welcome, and we're at Fisherman's Landing. We're having a little technical difficulty, as we do sometimes at a remote, but we're ready to go here at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of great guests. Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
When I get back to the dock from a fishing trip, I need to get caught up. And your San Diego County Ford dealers have a perfect solution. The Ford F-150 truck with available interior work surface to put your laptop, paperwork, and more. This is just one of the many useful features Ford has built into this amazing truck. Get behind the wheel of a Ford F-150 truck with an available interior work surface. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you, by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores. Where the future is for everyone.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point of Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, we're here. It's live at Tackle Day on a beautiful morning. I don't know how Doug always seems to order up the good weather for Tackle Day.
Pulls it off.
And here we are. And today's
he's like
day,
a master
man.
Of order, weather order.
He somehow pulls it off, man.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful day here. The sun just came up, and it's warming up too, which is good. But we've been here since the dark, and I know you guys have been. Your whole staff there has been setting up the outside booth here at Tackle Day, and Mike Lum's been here busily setting up the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea booth. Captain Rollo is doing some big stuff here today, right, Mike?
There you go.
There we go.
Absolutely.
Got him?
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
We got a lot of stuff going on. Tons of stuff.
So tell us about what, of course, this is a fundraiser to Kids Fishing.
It is, and thanks to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. They have always supported this organization from the very start, and at this event in particular, they not only hold a giant raffle, which benefits the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea, but we do an event here called Pick a Box, and it started about 8-9 years ago for this event, and really is quite simple. We have a tackle box or ice chest or cooler or pack or whatever on display. You randomly pick a number, and whatever you win is listed inside on a card. And so you win the prize. You keep the box or the pack, and all the money raised goes to take more kids on their first ocean fishing trip.
That's pretty cool. It's such a great organization, and we're a big part of it here at Let's Talk Hookup, and I know Fisherman's Land is a big part of it, Tackle is a big part of it, too. So pick a box. So let's say somebody like Tommy P. walks up there. What are you going to get from him? How much are you going to get from him, and what is the deal?
Well, right off the bat, that's not fair. Tommy P. is a big hitter. Clearly, Tommy P. is going for a much larger box most of us can afford.
Who's Tommy going for the $500
box? He's an upper-level box guy. So okay. Maybe Tommy P. and then the rest of us.
Not to scare everyone off, a $30 donation gets you a tackle box and the prizes that are inside, and there's some really nice value there. I think everybody that buys one will be happy with what they win inside. But if you want to donate more, then the next step up is a $75. It's actually a backpack this year, and again, you win some great prizes that are inside. And then we also have a very nice AO soft-sided cooler, and I think the cooler itself is worth around $100.
Sweet.
So it costs $150 to buy that cooler. So you get the cooler, and you get whatever's listed inside, and there's obviously some great prizes.
Wow.
And then we have five $500 coolers.
Well, four now that Tommy's going to buy one of those.
Yes,
no,
that's true.
Keep
okay.
waiting. Hang on.
Now, we also have, and this is the first time we've ever offered this, we have one bag. It's a soft-sided cooler that is $2,000.
Holy mackerel.
And all I can tell you is that, for starters, if you buy the $2,000 bag, you're going to get $2,000 worth of annual raffle tickets, which is a lot of tickets.
Yeah. That's a lot of tickets.
And that holds true for the $500 boxes as well. If you buy the $500 one, you get $500 worth of raffle tickets. So it's a win-win for whoever donates that
in
money.
Addition to whatever else.
Absolutely. Yeah. You win the cooler, or you get the cooler, you win what's inside, and you get $500 worth of annual raffle tickets, which, by the way, this year we have some fabulous prizes. We'll start selling tickets today. This is the first day. I just picked them up yesterday, and we're giving away 30 fantastic prizes in April. So we'll be selling tickets on all kinds of promotions between now and April, and then we'll do the big drawing in April. The first item on this list, Pete, is $2,000 worth of gasoline at Summit Gasoline, thanks to you and your involvement.
Summit Gasoline.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And he's throwing in all the ice you can carry whenever you come in for a fill-up with your boat or your car.
How cool is that?
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is really awesome.
They're just super people and super supportive. So.
And so on this list, and you'll see it when you get here today, we got a couple banners up, but there's 30 fantastic prizes. There's trips to Alaska. There's tackle. There's all kinds of great things that are being given away in this list of prizes, thanks to the generous donations from all the vendors that have donated, all the lodges that have donated trips, and all that kind of stuff. So it's a very worthwhile cause. Obviously, we spend a lot of time selling these tickets, as everybody knows, and everybody buys them for years and years and years, and this is a big part of our annual funding.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic, and Bill Batson's here, and I know Bill's been a big supporter of Rollo and all the different things that Rollo does. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah.
Good morning, buddy.
Are there things involved with bats and rods and stuff like that?
We don't have anything on this particular raffle today for that, because honestly, I didn't know Bill was going to be here. Otherwise, I would have talked to him. We would have had that worked out. So
I'd be happy to donate a couple rods to you today.
You know what? We will take advantage. You know what? That $2,000 package is available, and it might have just got better.
Yeah. Well, Bill's been a very generous supporter of taking kids fishing, and it's really great. Bill, tell us what you're doing here. You're bigly and very largely involved here at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Lane.
Bill, also, I want to point out, wins the award for the longest distance traveled to come display at Tackle Day.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I flew down from Washington yesterday, set up our tent, and do a little demonstration today. We're going to be doing some rod building demonstrations in our booth. We're going to raffle off a rail rod, a nice custom rail rod.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
That's going to be cool. Now, Bill Popart may beat that because he came all the way from Montana. That's so I don't know. It's all a little further.
Right. Right.
But
yeah,
that's pretty close, though.
Yeah, that is a long way, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So,
so
you described that you were going to do, like, teaching people how to use the rail rod, how to set up their own rail rod and such, Bill?
Well,
yeah.
If I may, too, Batson supplies most of the components that we build on most of our custom rail rods.
Okay.
So they have everything from rail grips, heavy-duty guides, the best reels. Like, they supply rod-building parts to everybody. Likely the rod that you use, the parts came from Bill, no matter what the manufacturer is.
From Batson Edsburg.
They're going to be doing displays on teaching us how to build our own, all the components. They're going to show guys how to put on grips and including the new Rail Dog grip, which is something that's brand new to you guys, right?
Yeah, we got that from Bill Haven, Salty Dog. Bought that from him, and we've been selling a lot of those. We have some kits available through Fisherman's Landing today, and also want to display on how to put the grip on. It's kind of technical how to put it on. We have a video online and everything like that, but we're going to be showing people who want to see how to actually do it.
Now, what does it do? I don't know what the rail dog is.
Sure, the rail dog, well, people fish on the rail. The rod is on the rail. This is a hard, for lack of a better word, PVC pipe, like hosing. It's a hosing.
Think about the forward grip on your rod that you normally hang on to that also gets leaned on the rail. With a regular piece of Hyplon, it's really soft. You got a big fish on the line. You try to go up the rail. You kind of drag the rail along, and it peels the Hyplon apart and damages it. This replaces a traditional grip with something that is bomb-proof. It's still very comfortable to hang on to in your hands. It's got very good texture, so it's not going to slip if you're sweating because you're pulling on this big fish. It is bomb. It's the best like forward grip for a rail rod that you can get.
Wow. And basically you'll show people how to install it on a current rod that they may own?
No, this is all...
It's got to be a new rod.
Yeah, it's got to be a new rod. So,
okay.
Like I said, we're going to have kits available if people want to buy a kit on how to build a rod, rail rod for their own personal use. So we're into the custom rod market mostly, but we do sell to the manufacturers. Like he was saying, most of the rods you see on the market does have something Batson on it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, I know you have a lot of stuff to do over at the Rollo booth. When's the booth open?
Well, we're going to shoot for 8 o'clock. That's
8 o'clock.
The goal. 8 o'clock. Got a lot to do.
Mike,
we'll see everybody down here.
Yeah, thanks. Come on
Mike.
Down to Fisherman's Landing Tackle Day and go by the Rollo booth and donate a lot of money and win a lot of great prizes.
Well, we appreciate all the help.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you, Mike.
Thanks,
Mike. Thanks for being here.
We'll see you.
Yeah. So, Bill, so in the kit, so somebody wants to buy a kit today, they'd come to your booth and kind of you'd show them what is in the kit?
Yes, exactly. From all your butt cap, your rear grip, your reel seat, your foregrip, your hosel, all of your guides. We actually have a print that tells you where the guides go.
Wow.
And all the parts and pieces to build a kit.
All those barrels across from us, Pete, with the cellophanes, like those are Bill's blanks, and then with the blank comes that kit. Every guide you need, every part to build the rod, and then a build sheet of exactly where you put everything. So if you're ever kind of wanting to get into building your own rods, it's all high-end parts and pieces, and then laid out step-by-step where everything goes, how it goes, and you're going to end up building a rod that would retail in the $500 to $700 range. I mean, for a fraction of
it's
that.
It's a rail
cost.
Rod.
What we have on, I mean, Bill makes kits for everything. What's obviously popular here is the big bluefin stuff.
Right.
So I would say the rods here would range anywhere from like an 80 pound on up to like a 130 plus unlimited type rod.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah. And what's nice is you don't have to be a rod builder. You could buy a kit and take it to a rod builder. There's hundreds of rod builders, great rod builders here in California. So you don't actually have to build it yourself, but you could buy it and then you could take it to the rod builder and tell them what color thread you want on. You can put your name on it. You can do all kinds of things. You can customize that rod. So you don't necessarily have to be a rod.
So you get the finest components in your kit there, and then you take, and if you don't know how to build a rod, take it to a guy who does, a rod builder, which there's lots of them around.
Hundreds in California.
Yeah, and they'll do that. So this is like the where the sale is here in the parking lot. So does that mean in those bins they're on sale?
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, everybody knows how difficult it is to get high-end rods, period. But not only are they there, all the parts are for sale. Bill discounted them to us, and then we discounted even further again for the sale. Like, it is... it's not a BS thing. It's our best sale of the year. Like,
yeah.
This is the biggest and best thing that we do all year long.
Now, on a normal basis, can you buy this kit from Batson here at Fisherman's Landing Tackle?
We had never sold them previous. I liked the way that they were packaged up so much. It's just going to be something that we add to the inventory. Like, we sell tons of Batson components. Everything's gettable. We build the rods, put them on our rack in a custom state, but I just like the way that they're positioned. So I think it's such a cool thing for a rod builder. And I didn't even think about the idea of, you know, you producing it and then just giving it to, you know, one of your rod building buddies. But yeah,
sure.
Going forward, I think we're going to stock these from here on out. I really like them.
That's cool. So now, where is your booth, Bill?
I'm right over there next to Oluka and Daiwa. I'm right here in the front, easily accessible. Come up and see us. Come by, grab a hat. We're going to give some hats away, right, some stickers, and we're going to do a free raffle for everybody.
Hey, nice.
A free raffle for a rail rod, and so that'll be great.
And then what about the demonstrations as far as putting the rod handles on? Is that just is it a time thing? Is it a come by the booth and we'll show you how to do it?
Just come by the booth and we'll show you how to do it. Because we tried to put a time thing on it. A lot of people just don't come for the times, right? So if you come up and say, hey, I'm interested in seeing how a rail dog is put on, we'll be more than happy to do it. I brought a bunch of ready samples to go. And the rear grips are already set, so all we have to do is slide down the foregrip.
Now, and one thing too, Pete, you had asked if the rail dog can be retrofitted to a rod you already have. So the rail dog can't, but they do have several options of protecting foregrips, heavy-duty, things like that. So if you're a rail rod guy, or if you've got Hypalon that's already been damaged and you want to further protect it, hide the fact that it's, they do have several options, heat shrink, cold shrink, other things that Bill could go over to. So if you've got a rail rod that you now need to put something heavy-duty on, they have that also.
Wow.
We could do a demonstration. I brought some cork tape. You can put two layers of cork tape down. You can cut off your old grip without taking your guides off. Put down two layers of cork tape, put some cold shrink over the top of that, and then you got a bulletproof rail rod grip.
Whoa.
Yes.
Now, here's a rare opportunity. Bill doesn't get down to Southern California a lot. It's a rare opportunity to meet one of the master rod builders and creators of all this different product. So take advantage of it here at Tackle Day, right?
Yeah, most definitely. Come by and see us at our booth. You can't miss this. We got a big banner that says Batson Enterprise, the best fishing rod start here. And come by and see us.
Again, you're right across from Olakai, right?
Right there.
Right there. Okay, right next to, okay,
the big
right,
tent
right
says Batson there. On it.
Yeah, right. if you know where the Bill Poole statue is.
Yeah.
There you go.
Look at the Bill Poole statue and you'll see Batson.
You can't miss us.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks for joining us and great to see you. And I look forward to going over by your booth there and checking everything out, because this is a great education for people who want an ultimate rod.
Excellent. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. You bet, Bill.
Thanks, buddy.
Hey, Mike Lum just told me, is it true the $2,000 box is sold?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pick that up.
Yes. Apparently one of the listeners heard us talking about the $2,000 box and has just given me his credit card.
Fantastic.
So it's gone.
Thank you for that report.
Thank you.
But there's plenty of $500 cards.
We have $500.
You mean it wasn't Tommy P? He missed out?
No.
He got beat out.
I suspect we have four. Yeah, we have four because Tommy's going to buy one. Guys, I got to run.
Oh, Bill's going to buy one too.
Okay, we're down to three.
Okay, you better hurry.
I have to stop selling stuff to go work so we can get this thing open.
All right.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you. We haven't even begun to talk about what's going on in the Tackle Day booth. It's just, there's so much going on here. You see everybody's setting up here. We've got Fishworks right next to us. We've got the one and only Corey Sandin, our co-host and friend, is right there. Olakai, of course, Batson's over there. I see Costa and who else? We've got Owner and
Shimano
Phoenix and
them.
Shimano is next to them. And all the way down, there's 21 different vendors here.
Pretty much every major saltwater manufacturer, with the exception of a couple,
right across from us,
are all here. It's just a really fun day. We love it. It's a killer event. There's tons to do. Hopefully you come down, score some really good deals on tackle. But regardless, it's a really fun free day. Come down and hang out. There's a lot of free events going on. We're going to be talking all about them, and we're going to be taking your phone calls. This is one of my favorite shows because we don't have a set guest. It's just like you just heard. Bill Batson usually is in Washington. We don't get to talk to him. All of our friends, we're just going to be grabbing buds that are here today, setting up, lots to cover, and a whole lot of fun. If you want to join us this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. 1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Or you can send us a text. Text the show option, hugely popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. The only way to text your questions into the show are via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download, easy to use, and a great way to send your questions into Let's Talk Hookup. Again, going to be having a great day. We're live here at Tackle Day, and the best way to participate is to come on up to the stand-up microphone. You want to see Tommy P there? Let him know that you got a question, and we're going to be taking those stand-up mic questions, and man, are we giving away some killer prizes today. For our stand-up mic guys, we have several winners, first of which is going to be winning a $300 gift card to Costa Del Mar, and what a good time to win it.
Woo.
You can check out the Costa booth. You can talk to the Costa pros as far as getting Fisherman's Landing that's running an open party. So again, some killer prizes. Again, if you want to get your shot at those and step up to the mic, ask a question, just come see Tommy P. Let him know you'd like to step up to the mic. We've got a great show for you. Again, 213-432-1090. We're live here at Tackle Days of Fisherman's Landing. When we come back, we're taking those phone calls, taking your stand-up mic questions, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com. As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning again live here at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. With live always comes a couple of challenges, but hey, we're up and running, having a great time here this morning talking fishing, and man, what a great event this is turning out to be already.
Yeah, for sure. So now Mrs. Maxa Dallas is setting up something next door. What's going on over there?
So every year at Tackle Day, we host a huge raffle, and Dallas has kind of taken the reins of that the last few years, and Dal and several of her friends put together our big raffle. And I mean, it's a mega event. It's become a big draw to Tackle Day, and I mean, we have literally thousands and thousands of dollars worth of stuff. It's all donations from our friends within the industry. I mean, it's trips. It's a lot of gift certificates. I mean, there's gift certificates to Royal Polaris, to Shogun, the Searcher, all of the local boats at a Fisherman's Landing, overnights and three-quarter days and half days, and Mitch's Seafood and Point Loma Seafoods and Pizza Nova, and like all of our friends have killer donations to the raffle. All the tackle that you could imagine, every vendor here. So one of the only requirements of being a vendor here is to provide a raffle prize. So every vendor here has prizes. It's just a killer day, a huge raffle. The money goes to friends of Rollo.
So that's in addition to the Rollo.
Yeah, so that has nothing to do with the pickle box. We just host a raffle that you pay money to, get tickets, and then we pull tickets. We do it three times a day after each round of seminars. We'll do a little bit of raffling. You know, some of the mega grand prizes get held back towards the end. But, yeah, just buy some tickets, win a bunch of stuff. It's a killer raffle.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Lawrence. What are you doing? They're looking good there with that.
I like it. Little tiki action.
Yeah, Fishworks Lawrence is he's putting up the tiki bar, and I had to do that one. A good one. Anyway, we'll have to drag Lawrence over here to talk about what he's doing there, and we've got all kinds of clothing here on sale, and rods and reels and hooks and just about everything. Olakai is here.
For sure.
They're doing closeout stuff.
Olakai is a fun one, too. Obviously, we have discounts on all the shoes and sandals inside the shop. But in addition to that, all of, like, the year-end samples that they have all get sold. So they're still brand new, but they might be samples that they took to the different dealers to show off the product. But, yeah, there is a huge discount on all the samples left over at Olakai, and it's just a rad opportunity to get a bunch of stuff. And that's all random, different shoes, different styles, sandals, everything. So first-run stuff we have on discount in the shop, and then the crazy deals, again, outside in the booth.
A lot going on here. And, Don from Woodland Hills is here. Don, step up to that mic. You know, might remind you, too, go see Tommy or Gary, and they'll take your name. And we have some pretty amazing prizes today for our step up to the mic, guys. And you're certainly welcome to Texas, too.
Text
the show. Call the show. We have some callers standing by. So a lot going on here on Let's Talk Hook Up here live at Tackle Day. Good morning, Don. Nice to hear you.
Hi,
nice
Don.
To see you here.
Hey, good morning. Looks like things are really getting set up well here for Tackle Days.
Yeah.
So, two things. Number one, a belated birthday to Captain Mark Wish. I understand his birthday was this last week.
Oh, happy birthday, Mark.
I know he'll be probably jumping in here a little later.
Yeah.
My question is, in looking at different hooks, especially offshore hooks, I noticed that some have a bend to them and others don't. What's the purpose behind that?
I mean, every hook manufacturer has their own design and take and shape on things, and some offsets are used to make it a little easier on the angler to pin a bait onto it. Others are in the design of when the hook's coming out, the theory being that if it's offset, then the point is able to catch something a little easier. You know, if everything is a straight line, it's still got to reach up and grab something, so an offset point potentially can grab something a little easier. With everything, there's upsides and downsides to both. With the point being offset, it can grab something a little easier. Sometimes that's not always what you want. Sometimes the point being offset can aid in the hook grabbing right away before it travels forward, you know, hopefully hooking something in the roof of the mouth or ideally in the corner of the mouth. Sometimes an offset hook can get hung a little deeper. But again, no, that doesn't mean anything is right or wrong. It allows more unobstruction for the point to grab something when it's coming forward when you're swinging and setting the hook.
Gotcha.
All right.
Thank you.
Don, thanks. And good luck today. And thanks. Have fun. What are you looking for? What are you going to buy a bunch of stuff?
Well, I'm going to go inside now and probably pick up a Trinidad 20.
Hey!
Sweet. You know, got a recommendation by Rick last week, so all I have to do now is decide on what Spectra I'm going to put on.
Yeah, and that is free when you buy the reel as well as the discount on the price, right?
It's one of the reasons I made the ride.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, well, that's a good call for sure.
You know,
thanks for coming down from Woodland Hills.
I'll throw one more thing at Don for the hooks. You know, you're talking about it. The beauty of Tackle Day is you can go to the owner booth, you can go to the Mustad booth, and you can go directly to the Gamakatsu booth and kind of talk to all three of them about the hooks, about the offset. You know, everybody has their own flair, and that's one of the fun things about a day like today is you get to talk to the three major hitters and find out exactly what's what.
For sure. So hooks are buy two, get one free?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, so the outside booth here is not open yet.
Correct.
That opens at 9-ish.
Yeah, 9-ish, exactly.
Yeah, but inside is open. So
right
if you want to buy stuff, and all the sale deals apply on the indoors.
Everything we have in the shop is for sure for sale.
Yeah.
The reels, the free Spectra, everything is available right now. Those hooks are buy two, get one free.
Now, what about the Batson setup? Is that only outside?
Yes, the kits are in the outside.
Kits in the
everything
outside
that's
booth.
Like crazy, crazy discount, that's all in the outside.
Okay,
all right. With the exception of fluorocarbon, which is wild. We do have a huge display outside, but also in. Like, you could go right now and buy Seaguar blue, gold, whatever, buy one, get one free.
Buy one, get one
free. Yeah, so the way the Seaguar is, it's from 10 to 80 pound is buy one, get one free, and then the 100 to 400 pound is buy two, get one free.
Wow.
I know, it's wild.
That's pretty crazy. Now, what about AFCO? We see our friends at AFCO here. AFCO products, including their bags and such, they have those on display, those great bags.
Yep, everything first runs on discount. Shirts, shorts, all the soft goods, all the tackle bags, all of that is on sale. But yet again, in the outside booth, you can see probably one of the best deals. All those T-shirts across the way from us, those AFCO shirts,
right?
$5.
That's what Doug was saying last week.
Yeah, wild.
$5 for a first run AFCO.
Yeah, not some crummy swap meet, you know, going to fall off of you. I mean, you know,
these are quality AFCO shirts.
Yeah, totally.
Wow, that's a great.
It's going to be fun. It's a really, really big fun day for us.
That's a really good deal. A lot going on. Hey, look who's on the line from the Southern Baja, the cast man, Richard Castaneda.
Hey, it's time for our cast man report with Cast Tours, and hey, want to remind you, Gamakatsu hooks, they make a whole lot more than just hooks. They also offer the finest split rings and solid rings. Those are all made by Gamakatsu, the Superline series. Also, if you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hook, Gamakatsu's got you covered there, too, with a wide assortment of styles and sizes. See your local dealer for Gamakatsu and check out Gamakatsu.com or come on down.
Come on down, and the guys are here. Rick is here, and they'll show you the
buy two, get
stuff.
One free, and with Gamakatsu, once you take your receipt with a purchase of $30 or more to the Gamakatsu booth, while supplies last, they're giving away free Gamakatsu, those killer blue G insert boxes.
Uh-huh.
And they have a raffle at the end of the day today where they're going to be raffling off, I know, your favorite tackle box, the G7000, full of Gamakatsu goodies. It's going to have
boxes,
it's going to have Sea Falcon, all that kind of stuff. So take your receipt out
to
the booth and you'll get
there's
in line.
There's one right there.
There
just
you
purchase.
Go.
Look at that. A G7000 in the store, discounted.
Good
morning, Cass, man.
Hi, Cass.
Good morning, boys.
Hey.
What's going on down there in the Baja?
Ahead, Pete. Well, you know, we just got back Thursday from our annual Wahoo Rumble down in San Jose del Cabo. And let me tell you, this was the best ever Wahoo trip we've ever had down there. You know, sometimes we'll get, two or three, every now and then we get skunked, but this time we had, for the group, we had 36 Wahoo. Fabulous, fabulous fishing. Most of them being taken on the X-Rap 30 and 40 Rapalas. That orange, kind of orange-green is really a hot color for the Wahoo, along with the, of course, the usual dark purple. Out of the three top spots, two of the boys were from San Diego. Dana May took first place with a 39.2. Mervin Flood from the LA area took one with a 38. And then Ed Hawks from San Diego took one with a 37.2. So, like I said, some fabulous Wahoo fishing going on down there at San Jose del Cabo. And, of course, the tuna were really kind of slow the first day. There was a couple caught and a couple of Dorado. By the time we got to the second day of fishing, a little bit more tuna came in, and by the third day, there was a lot of tuna being brought in, anywhere from 30 to 50 pounds. So some really good tuna action going there, along with a plenty of Dorado. So it was a very, very successful tournament this year.
That's
and,
awesome, Cass.
Yeah, it was really great. I just want to give a big shout out to Gordo Banks Pongas and Eric Brixton. We're a big asset down there, helping us out with the tournament itself and weighing fish. But also, we had a little problem at the hotel with freezer space. He was able to take fish in at his place and keep those fish frozen and from spoiling. But yeah, it was a really great trip and looking forward to next year again. The weather was just fabulous. I mean, there was no wind at all. Just a little breeze and just great, 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 great conditions. And I did talk with Dan Calamontes again, our garter master up in Loretto, and he says Dorado are slowly leaving the area, heading south. The tail are in now from Punta Perico and Carmen Island all the way to Popopito. Some nice yellowtail, you know, big money python fish being caught there with a few striped marlin and some sailfish. But anyway, what's the report for this week? I'm heading to Venice, Louisiana next Wednesday. So I'll be traveling. I'll be in the air when you guys do this Saturday. And going to go hunt for some redfish down there. It's our annual amigos trip. And it should be a fun trip. Well, that's the report. Anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, Mexico, Central America, and all the other destinations we sell? And, you know, we also do cruises and trips to Hawaii and the Caribbean. Give us a call, Cast Tours, at 800-593-6510 or web at www.casttours.com. And to talk Hawaii's probably Sunday of Mexico.
Cast, great report. As always, brother, appreciate it. Thank you for full work keeping us up to date with one on the Baja. And if we don't talk to you next week, you're catching those big rips. Talk to you the one at.
Sounder, Vicky. Take care.
Thanks,
Cass. I appreciate that. Hey, I want to remind you that one wraps up today. Focus your offshore fishing on the best areas by using Terrafin charts. They have temperature, chlorophyll, more. Terrafin is the professional's choice, dependability, and for accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mole, you can download the latest on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device and take Terrafin with you when you go. Check Terrafin.com for more info. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more stand-up mic questions. Stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. On the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have at Oppo. The fully dated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took best-selling i11s and made it even better. Then models like it, like new iTrek 9 that weighs 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and it's just anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs. Featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach-style seat that's comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage X. Inspire the shape of the inflatable bag, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hard toddle. It's the missing link. Looks a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, 45 pounds. The hull is about half as much size kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Vishay. Or check out online, fastlanekayaking.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great stuff from Shimano, and today is the day to come down and see the guys at Shimano. Boy, they have like a big, giant booth
yeah.
over there, Rick, huh?
Well, Shimano, Power Pro, both represented here today, and yeah, they've got a bunch of gear on display for you to get to use. Power Pro, going over connections, and then on top of
Matt
that...
Matt Towner, the menace.
No doubt. The big cheese, it's time. Lots of fun, really cool, and again, a fantastic opportunity to buy stuff at a great price you don't normally get to do all year long.
Yeah, because normally no deals on Shimano or Power Pro.
That's it.
But today, Tackle Day... There are deals.
There's deals. You got it, buddy.
And when you get your buy your reel, Shimano Tauka, you can power field on it for free.
Totally
here.
Free.
So
while you
wait.
Yeah, pretty slick.
And you can go talk to the guys and find out what exactly the reel that you're looking for. What's the best reel?
I'm going on a trip to Seattle, and I need to decide who's going to Tranks 300. Right. Maybe I want to do like, and I want to fish a small reel, right. And I want to get a Tranks 200. You can talk to Towner today, and he'll dial you in exactly for what you want to do.
There you go. Come down, see him here at Tackle Day. The Shimano booth is here.
That stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your choice in local and long-range fishing. I'm Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew makes sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open-day trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boat available, and of course, world-renowned range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operators. operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half day, full, or 1 to 3 trips can easily be booked online at landing.com or get all at 692218500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing, San Diego.
This is Captain Ekstrom from the Long Vessel Royals. With my partner, Andy Toussaint, Ryan, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring day, sub-5 day, or fly-down, fly-back, 11-day wind rip, we deliver the highest quality long-range boat you will find. From our pre-RSW fish to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinct itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, we're live Tackle Day at Fish Landing. Having a great time here this morning. Talking tackle, talking deals. And
did
man,
you just sitting right in front of us, Mark Bills?
Sure.
Mr. Excitement himself.
Senior, yeah. Senior yeah. Excitement.
I mean, and he's like the big wig at Daiwa now.
The heavy hitter.
I mean,
straight
I mean,
here a little
you can
bit.
Tell, yeah.
The radio
stand
loud.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Loud.
You can tell this
here.
Is a big event if Mills is
yeah,
here.
That's right.
This is an
yeah.
Awesome event. I haven't
yeah.
been here for a few years.
I know. Yeah.
You know, I'm traveling a lot still. I'm not gone out of the industry. I haven't left. I'm still fishing.
Yeah, you're,
going
you're,
fishing tomorrow. Don't worry about
you?
It.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going freshwater fishing tomorrow.
Okay, all right. You're
yeah.
kind of into that. Now.
I've been into that
I've
for
been
a while.
Into that.
And I'm fishing SPS, so I'm fishing the saltwater bass
wow.
series stuff all season. So, yeah, I'm still fishing.
Yeah,
I just haven't been down here in a while.
Yeah, so great to see you. What have you been doing?
Well, I got a promotion. I'm the senior marketing manager at Daiwa.
Wow.
Yay!
Big
it just shot, sounds
man.
Good. Doesn't pay anymore. No, it just sounds good.
It looks good on a business card.
It does look good on the senior. The
yeah,
senior
exactly.
kind of scares
senior.
Me.
Yeah.
That was, yeah. And then I do all the clothing for Daiwa, the gear and bags for Daiwa. And actually, I obviously still have a very strong influence on the product development side of that as well. So,
wow.
Busy deal. We've as you know, we've doing really good with Daiwa over there. Things are great and season's good. Tackle
yeah.
fishing's good. Fishing's good. Everything's good.
So what is kind of new and exciting with Daiwa these days?
You know, we're definitely stepped here in the last thing into the bigger reel market. You know, that's important. Bigger Saltigas, you know, we've got our 60s out. There's some stuff coming down the road, even bigger than that. We need to get into that category. Daiwa spent, about 25 years before I landed there 6 years ago, mainly in the freshwater bass market, and that's all they looked at. And now we've kind of expanded their eyes and on the product development side and really working on the big game saltwater stuff that we need to get into that category. And basically 25, 30 years ago, they were doing this, sea lions mm-hmm. and stuff, but they stepped away for it for about 25 years.
Wow. Those Saltiga 2-speeds are beautiful.
Thank you.
They're so
thanks.
Nice.
Yeah, we have a really good engineering team. They listen to what the guys want out here and, you know, up and down the seaboard and or the coast on that end. And we've done some really good development on that. And like I said, there's bigger stuff coming, which is exciting.
Really? Wow.
And then you step into, since I said seaboard by accident, the electric reel market. Huge,
oh,
huge for us.
Yeah.
Tanacom, Seaborgs, MPs, not just, you know, basically that you've seen on the eastern seaboard and stuff, but you're seeing it over here, you know, guys sword fishing and kite
yeah.
fishing that we've done. We just came out with a new Tanacom 1200 that is definitely capable of catching a swordfish for under $1,000.
Well, that's what's amazing about Daiwa electric reels. Like Tanacom for under $1,000. You
yeah.
can't really match anything
the
like
old
that.
Tanacom,
double that, right?
No,
old the old Tanacom.
No.
Old Tanacom, fantastic kite reel.
Right.
And we're talking like $500-$600.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But
deep dropping, but not swordfish.
Swordfish capable, the brand new one he's talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a legit swordfish reel for $1,000.
It is. We just got one. Actually, the guys just, we actually sponsored a TV show called Saltwater Experience. They just got a 200-pounder last Wednesday. I got a call at 4 in the morning from those guys going, hey, we just got the first one on it. And I go, it's a 200. I go, how did it fit? It fished great. So we had really good posting on that.
No
it fishes great. And to step into that category for under $1,000 is awesome.
Yeah.
And
but
it's
even
still,
the next level up, you're
15, 15, 16 hundred bucks.
Yeah,
which
but
is,
still,
but not for
yeah.
everybody. You know,
yeah.
you know, a couple times a season, that could, you know, hurt somebody's pocket. But good deal for us. You know,
oh,
deep
yeah.
dropping. And,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
if that rockfish stuff goes deeper, you know, that's supposed to do
right.
this year. Our 500 Tanacoms, great little reel for that. I brought that out about 5 years ago, hoping that the rockfish would do what it would do. It would go deeper and deeper and deeper, what
sure.
it looks like. So, it's
so and then what that 500 is just a smaller size?
Yeah, it's a smaller size. You can actually
okay.
stand up and fish with it.
No kidding.
Yeah, so it kind of brings you into a different actual fishing reel category. You can reel it. You can use it by hand. You can stand up there. It's, you know, basically, I'm doing this with my hands, but,
yeah.
you know, it'll hold of a 50-pound, it'll hold about 500 or 600 yards of 50-pound.
Do you have these on display here at Tackle Day?
Yeah, we should actually over there. Wow. I just stepped over there for a second to talk to all my friends that I haven't seen in a long time.
Who are your guys man in the booth today?
So we got Alex Planbeck's over there. Great to have him. And then we got our pro staff guys over there. And then we are doing some reel servicing over here. Sergio's going to be working on reels for people. So if you guys have a Daiwa reel, come across from us. He's going to be working on reels today.
Really?
We got two service guys. Yeah.
Wow. Daiwa is a huge part of Tackle Day. Obviously, killer discounts on all this. We have all the electric reels in there, too. We carry Tanacoms, MP, Seaboards. Like, we got all that stuff. But like you said, that's a big deal. If you come down and make a Daiwa purchase, bring one of your Daiwa reels with you. The techs are on site to service the reels for you.
Yeah.
And if they get overwhelmed with a bunch of reels, they'll even take them back, fix them at the service department, and ship them directly back to your house.
Whoa, what a great deal.
Lots of killer add-ons, too. You know, if you spend $100 or $200 or $300, they're giving away extra things like extra spiffs on fluorocarbon. They've got these killer deckhand kits that have pliers and shears in them. It's just Daiwa,
sweet,
major partner, and lots of killer kickbacks for all the customers.
So, Doug Kern, that you have a new rod there. Does that need a new reel? I think there's a guy sitting next to you.
Yeah,
I didn't even see him come in. I got so excited on here, I didn't even see him sit next to me. It's perfect you say that
because it does need a new reel.
It does. What do you recommend for this? I need something for about 30-pound test. You know, I like to fish yellowtail and tuna.
Well, I would actually go with a salt ego on that one. And depending on if you want the star drag or if you want a lever drag, I would probably go with either a 40 or 50 size.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the star drag.
You can even go a star drag.
Yeah,
I would go with
cast a nice little
a 40
bait.
Or 50. Yeah, yeah. I go with 40. I'm not going to outcast you. We've already been down that road. Yeah, I'm waiting. He's getting a little older now, so maybe in another 5 years, you never know.
Maybe now.
So, 40 or 50 size would be great.
Well, that's perfect because that rod's actually getting donated to the raffle. So, yeah, if you want to grab that reel for it, we'll throw it right in there.
Excellent recommendation.
I saw what you
did
there.
I see what you went on there.
That was a nice angle there.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, is Eric and Poway still around?
Eric, come on up, Eric.
Come on, step up to the mic here. We've got a couple great guests here, and welcome to Tackle Day, and glad you could join us here.
So I just got the Tanacom, but the smaller one. Can I bring it back and... I haven't used it yet. This year is the year I was going to use it, but can I trade it for the big one?
I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to say probably not, but you could ask this gentleman right here, actually.
Did you buy it in our store?
No, not really.
So what I recommend is wherever you purchase the reel, bring it in. As long as it's in pristine condition, most dealers will trade you for the one you want. Yeah.
Or I just get the big one, too. So.
Well, there
now
you go.
You're
there you go. I like where your head's at. I get a paycheck for one more day.
I can say that. So.
Yeah. That's great, Eric.
Anyways, I'm calling about the Nomads. I've been seeing a lot of YouTube videos about towing those things behind it. Nothing really definitive of how to get them back there. And you know, I know how to deploy lure when I'm going like 11 knots, but when I'm doing 16 or 17, you just count like to 50, 75, and then, you know, 75 for the first one, 50 for the second one. And could you do any kind of other lures when you're using those, you know, like a wood one?
When you're going that fast, you've got to have lures that are capable of going at that speed. So whether it was a different brand of swimming plug that also went at a higher speed like that, you certainly could. Or some type of straight pulled lure, like a cedar plug or an old school feather or something like that. You know, something that's straight pulled that's not going to tumble when you're shipping that speed. So could you, sure, realistically, when you're, you know, high speed trolling like that, that swimming plug is where your bite's going to come from. Whether it's a Mad Mac, whether it's a Halco, whether it's a Marauder, you know, any of those types of things are going to be able to hang in at that higher speed, 13, 14 knots, that kind of thing.
Would you do a cedar plug with them too, short or long?
I think anything at that speed you're going to need to put long. You're going to need to put back there a ways. And that seems to be part of the key component to all those Mad Mac bites is it's back there a ways. I mean, you don't need to be 300 yards or something crazy, but, you know, get it back a couple hundred feet for sure.
Yeah, you got a lot of sound behind the boat there when you're doing that. You got a lot of turbulence. So that all depends on what boat you're driving, too, you know, at that speed.
Everyone makes a different wake, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I got a single engine catamaran, so.
It gets real confusing. You don't want to put too much stuff in the water with that type of fishing. You're going to use big reels, heavy line, and those things want to go back a long ways. So usually two jigs back there, and you can slow your boat down to deploy them. Nothing says you have to be going 13 knots and then dump them in and get your arm ripped out of the boat. You'll slow it down to 8 knots, put them back there, and then bump up the speed, you know, make sure they're running good. And
it'll help you judge the distance that they're back and everything like that, too. Totally.
All right.
Thank you.
Eric, thanks for coming down to Tackle Day. Good luck.
Thanks.
Hey, Roy is here. Roy, still hanging around? Or are you in buying stuff? Hey, there he is. Hey, good morning, Roy.
Hey, good morning. Since we got Mark here on Daiwa, I noticed over the past several years, your Lexus series is, like, you have a Lexus 400. I'm looking at maybe something like that. But you have several different levels and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the TW is now the new one. And there was, what are the differences between, like, I guess, levels and whatnot?
So, basically, our entry-level, entry-level Lexus coming in about 199 is our wind handle. Brass gears, brass pinion gear, brass main gear. You know, kind of getting into that category there. Then you step into the HD, which has the stainless steel gears. A little harder gearing, stainless steel main, stainless steel pinion gear. Gears will hold up a little bit longer, especially with a lot of, you know, torque. Then we got into our TW, which has our T-wing system, which will allow you to cast further and reduce backlashes. But that actually has a kind of a hybrid gearing system. So you have a brass pin, a main gear, but a stainless steel pinion gear. And it's important to have that stainless steel pinion gear. So when you cast, number one, dropping it into gear, the yoke there doesn't bend out. So that's important. That makes it a little bit stronger there. With a heavy drag pressures of like 28, almost 30 pounds of drag pressure, that yoke takes a lot of pressure and it keeps it from bending out, that harder metal. So those are the kind of things that we have. Now, granted, you get into CRBB, corrosion resistant ball bearings and stuff like that, but you can talk to myself or our guys there at the booth and they'll go through all that little stuff with you. But there's a reason why they bump up in price because they do different things. But I'll tell you what, that TW, T-wing system really will make you cast probably another 30 yards further.
Wow.
And a lot less backlashes because it gives the open armature, allows that line to track back and forth better. And then when it's in gear, it keeps the line positioned perfectly. So that's the benefit of that.
Okay.
Yeah. And they've been great. I mean, your guys are catching 150, 160-pound tuna on them, which blows my mind. But jeez, it does happen now. So.
And that's like a 20-size reel?
No. It's one of our expanded low profile.
Okay, the low profile.
Yeah, low profile. We call them expanded, on that side. Gotcha. Shimano has their tranks. We have ours.
Okay. But
Lex is cool because it's enough reel that it's not too big to catch a calico bass. But, like, no. I mean,
who's
the number of bluefin tuna that were caught on Lexa 400s this year was guys did things with that reel that never should have been attempted and, like, came through it flawless.
I know. Every year, like, you couldn't use that. Go ahead. I guess you can pull it off.
We have several of our charter fleet guys, you know, especially those four-pack, you know, smaller operations that, like, exclusively use those reels for their foamer fishing. It's not enough reel for it, and yet hundreds of big bluefins, 50s and 70s, all year long, no problem. Killer.
Yeah.
Killer. Still work great.
Works. Like, it's like any casting reel, the number one thing is the cast and getting the hookup. Then you just deal with it.
You deal with everything afterwards.
And so it's not the ideal size, let's say.
Right.
But it's built so strong that it'll handle that type of fishing. And in a skiff like that, you can follow them around. You're not going to get spooled, you know?
No, and that is the benefit of it. This fishing like this is so good for small boat fishing that the guys can follow them around. But most people just put it in gear, and I guess there's enough resistance from the boat to kind of drag you and still pick up your line on that side. But, no, it's a great reel for that.
It can be done.
Yeah. It can be done. And every year you think it can't be done. Guys are, you know, putting 65 pound on them and 130 pound fluoro and making their cast.
They make it happen.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. Hey, Roy, thanks for coming down to Tackle
Thanks,
Day.
Roy. Have a good one. Thanks, man.
And, you know, Doug, here's an interesting question from Corey in Escondido. He says, what's the secret in beating out Sea Samurai Kevin Nakata in the casting contest this year?
You got to cast that lure further than he does.
That's an excellent tip. That's an excellent tip.
So when does that casting contest start, Doug?
They're over there right now getting set up, and typically they like to do the first cast at about 9:30. Probably the last cast is going to be about 1:30 because, you know, we've got to get the prizes determined who won and get the prizes over to the raffle booth and give the prizes away. So at like 9:30 to 1:30, it's so much fun. You get a practice cast, and then you get two actual casts that count. If you want to do a second round, you can pay $10 donation to Rollo. And it's, you know, it's right on the water. It's a gorgeous day down here.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
sure.
just is such a nice atmosphere down there to watch.
Yeah, for sure. And that's just one of the bonus things here at Tackle Day.
Yep.
Hey, Mark Mills, want to thank you for stopping by.
Love it. Thank you very, very much.
Congratulations on your success with Daiwa. And man, we miss you here on Let's Talk About.
I know. I miss you guys, too.
You need to come more often.
Well, you know what? The COVID thing, we haven't seen you guys at trade shows and stuff, so I'm happy to be down here. Thanks for having me. And I know Doug's going to have a great day today. I got to go run into the booth because there's plenty of people here already.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming here, including more of your phone calls. We got catch reports coming up and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cookup. Up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
If you get back to the launch ramp and need extra power to run your electric tool or charge a battery, your San Diego County Ford dealer has the answer. The Ford F-150 truck now has available Pro Power on board to use your truck as a mobile generator. You will find this amazing feature on the Ford F-150 truck so useful in many different ways. What about powering a fridge or a freezer to get your fish home? Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you, by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores. Where the future is for everyone.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.